for at least.
Okay. Hi, I'm Annie. I'm a compulsive eater in New Jersey. And I want to thank Mikey for asking me to speak tonight. I am privileged to be able to because I'm abstinent through the grace of God. And yeah, so I guess I'll start when I was a little girl. My dad died and I was two and a half. He had a massive heart attack. And my mom said I used to go to the door and wait for him. And from what I understand, when you're that little, you really don't understand. Like they could say to you, oh, your dad's not coming back or this or that, but you can't grasp it at that age. You're too small. So my whole life was I was looking for a dad, looking for love or whatever. I don't have much memory of my childhood at all until I hit like around 14. I started drinking and using drugs and stuff. But food was like, I always thought I was heavy and I wasn't. I was never heavy. But I always thought that I was. And I started like dieting at a young age. And what I could do was I could lose 30 pounds in like a month. You know, I could starve. I would go for like days without eating. And then I would binge. I always say, like, I think I did it. I think I lost that weight just so I could binge, you know. It's strange. But anyway, so I would lose the 30 pounds and then gain it back. But I never really went over the 30 for many, many, many years. It was like I'd lose it and gain it, lose it and gain it. And then as I got older, well, let's talk more about the disease. So I was a laxative abuser. I was a compulsive exerciser. I would try to throw up, but I couldn't. So I did that. Okay. So then as I got older, I went on a cruise and I remember coming home and I was so depressed. And I was sitting in my house and I was eating a jar of something. And I'm like, what is, you know, I just can't do this anymore. And so, I went to OA. I don't even know how I found it. To be completely honest, I do not know how I found it. But there was a meeting that was like 10 minutes from my house. And I walked in there and I knew I belonged. Like, as soon as I walked in and I heard people talking, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm home. This is it for me. Now, it took me many years after that to actually get abstinent. I had a sponsor and she had me eating like, I shouldn't say she had me, but I was basically eating what she was eating, and it was kind of junk food, like snacky foods and all that. But I did learn how to cook because I never cooked and I never ate three meals a day. So that's how I began my program, was eating three meals a day. And but it wasn't like, you know, it's nothing like I am today. You know, so my program has grown, my food plan has grown, you know, things are better. But what I struggled with was believing that I had an allergy. My biggest deal is sugar. And I kept praying that I would be able to eat it. Because in the rooms I went, most people said they can't have flour and sugar. And I realized today that that's not true for everybody because I know some people can. And I've seen that. And I've heard it, and I'm grateful for Zoom because that's where I heard it, outside of my area. But that's not me. So I fought with that for many, many years. That, and I kept, like people say, doing research. I kept picking up a little sugar, thinking I would be okay, and I wasn't. And it took me years. It probably took me 15 years to get abstinent, but I kept coming. And I had another fellowship that I had to go in. And I went into that and I really dived into that because that's what really, you know, was going to kill me first, I guess you could say. And so I still came to OA, but I would do the, you know, I would binge, come to a meeting, leave, binge, but I still kept coming because I know there was no other place for me to go. So that was 1993 when I walked in the door. So I'm not as sure exactly when I got abstinent, but when I did, I had 9 years of abstinence. And that was 3 meals a day and a snack in the evening and no sugar. And when I say no sugar, I mean desserts and all. I'm sure some ingredients have sugar in. None of the stuff that I eat today has sugar in, and none of the ingredients, because I've learned that through the years that I just can't. So anyway, so back then it was 3 meals a day and no desserts and things like that, and a snack at night. But it was very controlled. I was fearful of food. I didn't want to go places because I didn't want to eat, food that wasn't, that I didn't weigh and measure, and I didn't want to measure it when I went out. I would get the scale and I would take off a slice and put a slice on and take, like, to get it exact. So I didn't have sanity. I just had a controlled, crazy, perfectionistic abstinence. And I don't know how I did that for 9 years, because that's crazy making, But in those 9 years, I had lost 100 pounds, because what happened was I couldn't starve anymore. I couldn't restrict. I couldn't starve. My disease took on just compulsive eating. I stopped the laxatives. I stopped trying to throw up, but it just took on a life of just compulsive eating. And I gained 100 pounds, from being in the other fellowship. And the other fellowship had to do with promiscuity, acting out with men, and the protection of the weight. Like, the weight was, I thought, my protection against men. It wasn't, but I thought it was. And so that's why I put on all that weight. So, 9 years, I lost 100 pounds probably in like 3 years or so, kept it off for about nine. And then I lost a job, and my parents were helping me financially, because I was living on my own. And they got to a point where they were like, "We really just can't help you anymore. You have to come and live with us." And I was like, "Oh no." So I came and lived with them, and the blessing is that they took me back. I mean, not every parent does, I mean, I have to realize that, that they took me back. I was like 40, I was in my 40s, and I didn't have a job. I had lost my job. I had a mental illness, and I had to go straighten myself out. I was out of work for like a year, and they, helped me get through that and everything. And then my mom got sick. She got Alzheimer's, and it was very stressful. I wasn't her main caretaker, my dad was. But one day, I just said to myself, I picked up one sugar thing and I looked at my dad and I said, "I am going to eat this." And he said, "Why are you going to do that?" He said, "You're going to be big and fat again," and there was just no reasoning behind it. I don't know if I thought I could have it, or, and I think I thought I could, because I didn't think I was powerless. And I took that one bite, and that was it. I started, eating the rest of the night, and then the next day I, called someone and I said, "I really want to pick up sugar." And she's like, "I don't think that's a good idea." But I didn't have a choice, because I triggered the allergy, and that was it for me. So I just kept eating and eating, and it was crazy, because I was, I didn't want my mom and dad to see me eating, and my dad was like real angry at me and yelling, and I'm like, "Dad, what is the matter?" And he's like, "I feel helpless, like I can't help you." And I was stealing their food, and I was running in my room and hiding it, and it was insanity. But I couldn't stop, and I gained all the 100 pounds plus in 9 months. And I flipped out when I first did it. I was in such fear. I hit my knees. I was begging God for help, because I had lost the spirituality that I had. It had just left me, like the food just took over, and so I had to hit my knees. I hit my knees every morning and every night, which is a real good practice. But I did that because I knew I had to get out. So I went to a outpatient therapy place which believed that you could eat everything, and that was not good for me because I can't. That did not work. I kept going to meetings. I kept reaching out. I could not hold the sponsor during that time. And then I went to a treatment center. I went to the treatment center for about 5 weeks. I was abstinent there. I came back. I picked up again, but shortly thereafter, I got abstinent again. I started going to a gym, which was not something that I did, and I loved it. And I started going to the gym, and I got abstinent, and I lost that whole 100 pounds in like 7 months. And I had almost 5 years of abstinence. And then my neighbor brought over a whatever it was, and it had stevia in it. I don't use stevia. I don't use any artificial, things. But for some reason, my disease was like, I think you could try it, and I ended up trying it. And that's what started me again. And I started again. And I was on a roll again. But this time I didn't gain 100. I only gained 60 in a very, very, very short time. But I went back to treatment. And then I went to treatment again for like 5 weeks, came back, picked up again, but got abstinent after that. And it's been about 19 months now. The difference now is that I know that I have a higher power, and I take time with my higher power every day, at least a half hour every day. I work a 10 and 11 step every day. I have a sponsor. I send my food every day. I weigh and measure everything. I eat 3 meals a day and sometimes 3 snacks. That's my food plan, but a lot of times I just have like one snack in the day and one at night, or sometimes just one at night. My food plan really works for me. Because I can, it's not about the weight, but it gets the weight off of me, I guess, pretty simply, if I just continue to follow it. But this time around, I'm sponsoring, which was something that I didn't do before because I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think I had anything to offer. And really, believe it, I didn't want to take the time. I didn't want to listen to anybody. I didn't care about anybody else. All I cared about was me, and I was in self, and I was in self for all those years I was abstinent too, but I just didn't really know it, and for me, it's been like a journey. Like I just keep learning and learning and learning. Like more and more that I keep doing all the steps. Like I've done the steps in every book imaginable. And I've done them, over and over, and I still do them over and over, but now I do them with my sponsees. I work them with my sponsor, but now I work them with my sponsees. And like I had a difficult day the other day, and I came out of my room, and this was like, this is the first time in the whole 19 months that I said, my mind said, you need extra food. And I right away like started reading. I called people. I did the 10th step. I wrote a whole bunch on it, journaled on it, prayed and asked God to help and read some more literature. Like I did everything that I had to do so I don't pick up food because it will kill me. I mean, I thought I was dying the first relapse. The second relapse was worse. I couldn't go to work. I couldn't get out of bed. I had like a tray on the side of my bed with all these like stuff for reflex, like, liquid stuff, tablets, thank you. Anything that I could to get rid of that like burning of that reflux. I mean, this disease is terrible. I mean, and I'm sure most of you know how debilitating it can be. And I don't want to live that way. I mean, I was having pains in my legs and my, oh, it was just, it's horrible. But today, like I said, I have an extremely wonderful higher power who loves me. I learned to love myself. I've learned to love others without a motive. I do things now without a motive. Sometimes I have a motive, and then I'll be like, oh, yeah, why am I doing that? I think there's a motive underneath that action that I want to do, So I've learned so much about myself, and people in the program have been so supportive of me and loving of me. And when I relapsed and I went in them rooms and I was putting on that weight more and more and more, nobody said a word to me. This is where I was safe at and protected, and people loved me. They didn't care how much I weighed, and I didn't feel humiliated here in these rooms, but I felt humiliated out there in the world, because people don't understand. And so now there's a woman that I who I'm trying to sponsor, but she can't seem to, get it. And I just keep saying to her, like, keep showing up, keep showing up. And she keeps saying, what's wrong with me? Blah, blah, blah. I said, we love you. There's nothing wrong with you. You're a compulsive eater. Just keep coming. So that's my thing now that I say to people, don't lose hope. Don't get caught up in the shame, and just keep coming, because there's people here that love you, and we all understand, So, that's all I got. I want to thank Mikey again, and I just want to say I am just grateful that I'm absent and I can share, and that I have a loving higher power who gets me through each day. That's all I got. Thanks, Mike.